Good morning. The Monday edition of Don't Abroad Start starts right now. I'm your host and moderator. We go until 2 p.m. this afternoon. What's on your mind? 24 days before general election in Barbados. What improvements would you like to see, or what would you like to see done in your constituency? What would you like to see done at the national level? In health, education, probably manufacturing or agriculture. How can we improve exporting from Barbados? The People's Manifesto, so to speak. Let us hear your voice. Let us hear your suggestions. Let us hear your ideas on this, the Monday edition of Down to Brass Stats in the People's Manifesto. Tomorrow we have the People's Parliament. I believe we're going to have some heavyweights in the studio with moderator David Ellis as they talk about corruption. Now, you may not be able to get through tomorrow. So what are your comments? What are your questions on corruption as we tackle that with the political parties contesting the next general election on the People's Parliament? So today, People's Manifesto. Tomorrow, People's Parliament. The number to call: 434-1790, 434-1790. And of course, the WhatsApp is 266-4862. Keep it locked to VOB 92.9 FM, this, the Monday edition. Good morning and welcome. Let's get to the calls right away. And we're off. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I want to call about the under the election time and elections in the air, for the church, for the government of Barbados, to be the government of Barbados. But I want to speak a little bit about the church, and to just say that it's appalling to see that we have not yet come to a conclusion in the selection of a bishop, where they had about 4 or 5 votes. And what one has got to recognize is that the Anglican Church in Barbados needs a complete renewal. In fact, in the Gospel of John, it says about pruning the vine and getting new growth. And we cannot go along with the same old traditional style. It is not about manifestos. It is not about promises. Our manifesto should be the Holy Bible, and that's what we should go with. It's not about making promises to people what will happen if they become bishop, or it's not about people paying or making contributions to one individual to propel the Anglican Church. It's about prayer, spiritual guidance, and I think that we have to realize that the laity is the employer, in a short word, of the clergy, and that one has got to hear the voices of the people, the laity in the churches. We cannot no longer go along with this kind of lackadaisical approach to our religion and to our church. There's a need for a complete renewal. Need to get the young people back in the church. People talk about the organizations and the people not being able to get the young people back in church and crime and all these kind of things. Most young people are great young people. We need to harness them, and we need to have a leader in our church who has the charisma, the will, and to go forward and make sure that we can get those souls back in the Anglican Church. So we don't need to have the House of Bishops in the Providence selecting a bishop for Barbados. We have enough people, we have enough common sense to do the things that are right and righteous in his name. I implore those priests who are out there to go and read the Gospel for yesterday in John, where it talks about the vine and pruning it to get fresh growth. I leave you with that, and I hope that we will, the Holy Spirit will guide them, and that we will select a bishop or elect a bishop in the not too distant future. Let peace reign in the Anglican Church, and let us not look like clowns out there fighting and fighting. When you can realize that the laity is giving you 55 votes and a 1 or 2-third majority, the other people should come and understand that the laity is the rulers, the laity is the people that you're there that are doing the priest just doesn't provide guidance, but the laity is the people who make sure that the church runs. And therefore, we have to go with the laity and not so much with the priest. So don't wait for handouts and things like that from who wants to be a bishop. Let us go forward in the name of Jesus and do the right thing, and let's have a renewal in the Anglican Church. I rest my case.
Amen. Here ends that call. Now, for me, I understand the church will have its various structures. So if that is the structure, you have to follow that. If it needs changing, just like many of our systems, then we need to change it. I just want to make my own personal correction. I don't see the laity as the what it would call the employer, even the ruler. I believe that God should remain in that title and with that title. So my understanding is that they were supposed to come back within 7 days and look at making a decision. I believe those 7 days are now up. So then we can look forward to that being settled once and for all. The WhatsApp says, I would like to see an improvement in transportation and garbage collection system. This means the DLP needs to buy the promised buses and garbage trucks before May 24th. So within the People's Parliament, I'll make a special note. Two of the concerns being raised, and we see this raising its head, its ugly head, its dirty head from time to time, transportation and garbage collection. So the problem is a poor system, and the solution really is to buy and I'll add maintain these buses and trucks. Brad Stacks, good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lynn.
Hi, good morning.
Corey.
Yes, please.
I realize that a certain person, whatever the leader of the opposition do, he commenting and gotten a lot of talk. I would give the lady a chance. I went to a friend of mine, and you know the priest said it was Anglican too. If you can't say nothing nice about the deceased, say nothing. Everything the lady opposition do, somebody got to be commenting a lot of nonsense. Say this morning on the other side, they hear the Trinidadian lady, and she can only pick up what she want to pick up. She send her out for bath in the good, but she can still pick up saying nice, they're good to talk about. But to me, am I opinion that's foolishness?
Although these people will hold various titles, some of them are independent, and some of them are biased. Some of them are very political. Do not fret when political people politic. You would run your blood to water and you would run up your blood pressure. So take it easy. You supporting a horse. You too, I sense, very political. So what you need to
you
do...
You sense supporting a horse?
You're not supporting any horses in this race?
Yeah. Well,
but good.
I support a horse.
So don't worry about what the opponents are saying about your horse. Get out there and let the people know the good that your horse is going to do. And more importantly, let your horse know what you need done. Because we get to support these people all the time. Support, like they're rock stars, right? At the end of the day, when the 25th comes, somebody got to govern. Okay. And when they're governed, they need to know what it is we need done. They represent us. So we yes, it's okay to support. I ain't got a problem with that. But please let them know what it is we need done.
Mr. Lynn.
Yes, please.
I just shoot from the hip. BDMRC, a lot of things ain't going right. I come up on this same radio and I'm here, you know?
Amen.
You see, you see the crowd that we lead whole down there, Sarada?
Oh, you mean the picnic?
The picnic.
I understand. It was massive.
Mm-hmm. And then I see in today's paper a certain individual saying, all this propaganda and crowd and all that foolishness. But I
had one of the things that concerned me, and I don't know, there's a note for the media now. I had some friends that went to the picnic, and they were sending me all of these pictures and different things, of these huge crowds. I don't know if it was Photoshop or what, but the crowds were huge. Grammar. You understand? Yeah. But then, I said, well, I ain't got to see it myself. So I went, and I was watching the news, the CBC news, and I said, you can see now, I ain't hear a peep, so they probably didn't even have a picnic. It was fake news. So they had a picnic. But no, they probably slipped somebody. I don't know. They probably will show it tonight.
It's ridiculous that a big radio station, television station, can do them things to people, taxpayers' money, they're still paying them.
But some of the supporters would tell you that it is also down when the tables are turned. But I would like both sides to really stop that foolishness because it reflects bad on journalism and the media, not just the party. It reflects bad because you are supposed to be true to your profession. You understand? So you go and you train as a media practitioner. So therefore, if there's something happening and it's major negative or positive, you have a responsibility to be credible, to be balanced, to be committed to the truth. And therefore, it is important that you cover what needs to be covered.
Of course, whatever happened, cover it.
All right. Anyhow,
but thanks, brother.
We continue to move on to. We continue to get down to brass stats. Thank you, caller. Brass stats. Good morning. You're on the air,
Mr. Lane.
Hi. Good morning.
But I want you to bear with me. I'm going to raise 4 points that I believe are extremely important to your manifesto. I'm going to look at what I consider to be said by the government as far as their campaign is concerned, that they're going to fight this campaign with truth. And I'm going to deal with what we consider to be a little bit here and there. Now, I say that to say this, right? Corey, the biggest thing that have happened to Barbados in 2017, is the march that was held by the Barbados Labour Party and the leader, which you know what the attendance was like. That was carried. On Saturday, having been someone who could estimate crowds, now if I say that there were at least 40,000 people, I'm going to tell you how I arrived at that 40,000 people. There are 30 constituencies across Barbados. Every constituency sent some person. Let's assume that every constituency sent 1,000 people. Is that not 30,000 people? And then I estimate that there will be other people who in truth and fact will join us, so I give it an average of 35 to 40,000, staying at 40,000. The only complaint that one could say, and actually it was accepted, that due to the fact the amount of traffic that went in, it was a little bit of delay. No problem, they enjoyed themselves when they got there, and they did not even want to leave when it was finished.
So did you attend?
I'm talking from experience. I don't call the thing. I don't.
No, but everybody, I may know that. I'm asking on behalf of the listening public. Did you attend? This may look or seem like a conversation between you and I, but I want to let you in on a secret. There are other people listening.
Or I not only attend, I enjoyed myself, and I left them. They were probably thinking about 9:30 the night in order to give those people who had to leave early an opportunity to get out.
So you eat, drink, and walk up and had a good time.
I'm not into that. I did, I had some good food. I had some pork. So let's go into that. And the speeches that were made from the platform were excellent speeches. So I will say to those of you, the writing is on the wall. The march tells us exactly that there will be a change in this government.
I think parties, and this is just some free advice, I think parties get caught up with this writing on the wall. What you're seeing is a shadow on the wall. The real numbers that matter is the day on polling. You could get a lot of people coming out and supporting. If they do not go into a booth and place that X, it would have really been for nothing. It would have been for naught.
But you know what, Tokori?
Those are the real numbers. I hear people think, I had 5,000, 6,000. Who's to keep the numbers? The police keep the numbers? We don't know the numbers. We estimate. Bum, bum, bum. All of that doesn't matter. It just doesn't. Okay. If you had 5 people or a million people, it matters how many people go into the booth and place an X.
Okay, I'm not going to let anything distract me. I am saying that I can see, I am a fly on the wall. I can see that there will be a change in this country. I can see that people are working towards a change. Let me come down to another issue here of importance. The government says that they will be fighting this election on truth. Yes, they got to fight the election on truth. You know why? Because there's so many false statements, so many things that they have not put in place. Yes, truth, USRL, truth taxes, truth, at least the benefit of a percentage as put back in terms of who has a pay. Truth, all of these are truths. All of these are truths. So truthfully speaking, if they speak on truth, they have already proven to the public that they failed. They have failed. When you look at the truth that this government will come and talk about, truth, we will fight on truth. Yes, come and fight on truth. You cannot fight on truth because you have not completed the truth. The Minister of Public Works promised X amount of rewards that were not delivered. They were supposed to make certain reservations as far as the Bridgetown Port was not done. As far as the education situation is concerned, have not been put in place. So let them come and fight on truth. Let them come and fight on truth. Now, let me come to the point of if I have to suggest a transformation of this country in terms of your manifesto. I would love to see something being done for agriculture. I would like to see the land for the landless program re-implemented. Not only re-implemented to create our paid-in losses for the guys, but re-invented to the point where these farmers, like yourself, who at least work with a group of young people. We'll be able to employ young people to work on the plantations and guaranteed a proper salary. Now, you are training youngsters in agriculture coming out of the community college, coming out of the polyclinic, sorry, polytechnic. But somewhere along the line, if you have to find an opening for them, I believe that you need to develop agriculture to the point where these young people who are coming out can guarantee themselves a job when they come out. So I'm asking that one of the footmarks of this present government will be to spend more time on developing agriculture. Secondly, we are complaining about the movement of school children in and out of school in the afternoons. I would like this coming government to make a special effort to introduce to this country what can be considered a true shuttle service, run not by the transport board, but could be probably run by the schools themselves, where the schools know exactly the students and where the students live, and you have a properly manned shuttle service. The private schools does it. People at private schools who have to have their children shuttled to school get this done. So I would love to change the minds of the young people for the next coming years by removing them from the environment of going to school on mornings and introduce a clean, healthy way of getting them to school on mornings. So it must be properly manned. Now, you can employ people to watch buildings at night. You can employ watchmen to watch centers. I am saying here's a way to find more employment for people. You can employ bus wardens. You can employ bus wardens so that somewhere along the line, you're now employing at least about another 30, 40 people on your job market. So that is the position as far as that's concerned. The other thing, I believe that somewhere along the line, the taxi drivers of this country deserves better. And I believe that somewhere along the line, provision should be made for the taxis that they can at least put their business right, not as they're doing fighting against one another now. And I think that they need to put a plan in place so the taxi drivers can say, yes, I have made some money today. I feel comfortable leaving my home. I'm going to look for a job because the job will be given. Both at the airport is done at the airport. You have a set of people at the airport who call the taxis out. They can guarantee a job during the day. I believe the port is doing the same thing. I believe that somewhere in the Bridgetown area where those taxi drivers stand there for day to day, I believe that some system should be put in place. This is what I'm going to suggest as far as give the taxi drivers a right to set up a walk tour through the city. That would mean that the taxi drivers would now be trained on the history of Bridgetown and certain walk tours around Bridgetown. Remove the element of these false historians that walk around town, making people believe they're the only ones that know. So you tell the taxi drivers, we are going to give you the right to set up a system of walk tours, and you're going to use students coming out of school so that here again you're now employing a group of people who in true fact can see if this will be their future or not. So yes, give the taxis the right, whether it be the co-op or whether it be a body of people, not given to any tour company, not given to anybody that can take advantage of them. I'm saying to the taxi drivers of Barbados, you've got your own co-op, you've got your vehicles, form a business so that you can be a beneficiary, that if the government says as of tomorrow we will introduce to Bridgetown a system of walk tours, a system of this, so that you will be ready, so that you are prepared to find more work coming into your business, so you'll be able to find work for people. So this is one of the things, again, I would like to see implemented into a manifesto.
All right. Thank you. Let's take a pin there. I want to thank you for that. I was reading a comment which was saying transport is not just about buses, and it is true. And what you've done, you've added another layer to it in relation to taxis. How do we work out an overall transportation plan? So you went even the extra step, an appreciated step further in adding another layer to it. How do we incorporate our taxis? How do we incorporate a number of other things? Staggered hours will come into that discussion as well. So coming off of the chat and also seeing suggestions to use more local contractors, and also in relation to the roads, they said, I would like to make a suggestion. I would like to see improved roads. That is why we pay taxes. And I think we have too many free services in Barbados. Now, I've shared my opinion on that free services thing many times. It is free at point of delivery, but we pay for it via taxes. But we have to look at the system. Nonetheless, let's go back to the telephone lines. The Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
But I don't have any suggestions to make different to one suggestion, because they think that the two parties will have what they're cut out to do as they're being re-elected. And saying that Saturday, the Bob Israel Party supposed to launch their manifesto. I can't make a suggestion. All I can suggest to the public is to change the government. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And by changing the government, that is to elect the Bob Israel Labour Party. Now, let me go on to what I want to talk about this morning. Now, I was very concerned this morning. And whether you like it or not, Prime Minister Stewart said he's going to campaign with the truth. And he started with the truth down at the church in Rock Dundee. You remember what he said at the church?
No, please.
He said the Democratic Labour Party is operating like the church. Now, if any minister of the church could sit down and allow the congregation to allow a prime minister come into their four corners that they worship God and tell them that they he is operating like them and them like he. Let me ask you one personal question. Say you was Wasp running that place in St. Andrew. Any church ever bring anything it gives you to help those poor people down there?
Yeah,
that you are helping? I want an honest question.
I give you an honest answer instead, and that is the St. Andrew Parish Church. You know, they were mm-hmm. passed through the Seventh-day Adventists. They came and they mm-hmm. did community service. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. But then I was following the movement of this prime minister. And this bothered me when people tell you that young people won't go to church. What reason do I have to go to church when a prime minister and a church is on the same level? And here it is, some person being accused within his cabinet of withholding financial funds from an old man in a wheelchair, and it is all right with him. You would tell me that a church would accept the same thing? How does it, Corey?
Mm.
Huh? Mm. And a priest of a church and the congregation. I felt very ashamed of the people that went church at that church yesterday and could walk out of there and feel that they feel comfortable with the prime minister coming telling them that the Democratic Labour Party operated like a church. When a church sent home so much, when an organization sent home so much poor, hungry parents to feed hungry children and feel happy about it and ask you if you know it means it's temporary and the church going to learn itself and associate itself and let that. He would have to go out of my church. And it is hurtful to see that ministers allowing politics to come into their pulpit, which should be sacred, to say a lot of things. He went into St. Lucie and talked about horse racing. He went into Green Hill and they hear a priest telling he could teach him how to DVD opposition until he convinced the man to serve God. The church is a letdown in this society, and he speak the truth. Because any church that allow a minister to come into his pulpit and see them starting that he aligned himself and the Democratic Labour Party like the church, man, it's shame the church. That's true. Now let me go on to what I want to say, you know.
I was going to comment on that, but I'm gonna let other callers on the line challenge you. That's the beauty of the program. Let all views contain.
All right,
carry on.
Let me go on now with what I heard Chris Sinclair Thursday on TV Thursday night, saying that up to this day that the Barbados Labour Party leader has not yet presented to the public what they are going to do. Let me ask you a question. Then a statement is being laid. I went so far in school as you. I went to Fifth Form at West Virginia, but I didn't get to lunch. Now, let me say this. When a statement is being laid, questions could be asked. And the leading question is how, when, where, or something. Did you do anything like that? Now, if Mayor Martley, the leader of the opposition, did not say anything pertaining to what she would do, how the question would have come, where would you get the money from? Let's just speak in terms of sending children back to university and removing the NSRL. Where are you going to get the money from? That's a leading question. And that question could only come from a leading statement, right or wrong.
I agree. I want to say this, though. I think, and you guys know, you guys take this the wrong way every time I say it. I think you guys waste a lot of time, a lot of precious time on the wrong approach. Now, it has been said that, and let's verify, it's been said that they have not brought, as a supporter, what you should say is they have brought the NSRL removal, they've brought the return to free education, they brought it at the conference, they have the Covenant of Hope on X page, on X website. So instead of fretting up yourself, because it's politics time, and they will say everything, they will say your color is not red, they can say whatever they want. But I think supporters of all the parties have got to forget this just cut and thrust, and for the benefit of Barbados, present the policies so that the people know what policies, what they're getting in bed with. That's all I think y'all need to do.
Let me copy.
It gets so heavy and annoying afterwards. This body said that, and it becomes so...
Let me complete my statement. My last thing.
Please.
Yesterday, I heard the program. I am ashamed of Glenn Murray, to be honest with you. I'm coming up front now. Then they were talking about calling a date. Now, Corey, you know you like listening to me pertaining to history, political history. I want you to glance back. And he talking, and this is what Glenn Murray said, that the Prime Minister is an educated man. He knows when to call dates and such like. Therefore, now it brings me back to Prime Ministers that call dates. In 1966, the first date that was called by Earl Barr, he called it for election and he won. He called in 1971 and he won. And in 1978, 76, he called it and lost. Owen Seymour Arthur called in 1999, 2003, and lost in 2008. So then he start calling about leaders that knowledgeable. So you can tell me that Earl Barr ain't had the knowledge when he called election day and lost. Owen Arthur had the knowledge on the sense when he called it and lost. And Bree St. John
look, first of all, I was waiting here to see what you were disappointed about.
You are entitled
to your opinion and he is entitled to his, right? Now, if you're going to lose, I don't think that there is a magic date you can call just to make you win. You can't say out of these 365 or 66 days, depending on if it's a leap year, that if you choose a specific date, almost like a lotto number, that you will win if the people are fed up with you.
That's all I'm saying, Corey. You don't got to be educated or knowledgeable. Because I would recall very well that when Harold Bernard St. John called election after Tom Adams' death, people were seeing and educated people like the same Glenn Murray that he should have called election the very year that Tom Adams died and he would have won. So it's all a speculation.
You could never know. He could have called it 2 months ago or 2 months from now. It depends on really the mood of the people and the campaign that
Thank
you run
you,
in terms
Corey.
Of getting those. Because you're based.
Learn it fast, man.
Brass Stats, good morning. Let's take another call.
Good
morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, God. You got so much to talk about. I don't know how to start.
Just give us a little bit.
Well, the first little bit that I would like to get to, I couldn't get in yesterday. But I wondered, where were the representatives that were, the party was invited to the station to take part in the People's Parliament?
Mm-hmm.
They disregarded the invitation and disregarded the electorate, insulted the electorate by not turning out to hear what they have to say. So I guess whoever is in charge of these things sat back and say, hold your breath. Then the date is set for election and they can find some person to sign to the station yesterday. Now what I want to say is, if Ada had chosen me, no, I would not volunteer to go. I would be ashamed of myself. Because I have to look myself in the mirror when I finish, right?
As one of my youngsters is saying all the time, let me caution you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, right, one of the things I learned from being on this side is that there are a lot of things happening in the background you may not be aware of. And I'm not going to launch any defense for the party
mm-hmm.
because that really have to be their role. They should have come out and tell the public what really was the reason they have not been here, and they've been showing up late, and they've been very lackluster in the participation, in my opinion, some of the weeks that they did attend. Now, Let me put it this way. Now, on that particular morning or the two mornings you're talking about, there could have been an emergency. Now, somebody will say that's silly. Now, what I've learned is that behind the scenes, there are things happening. I don't know if they would have communicated, but no information would have come to me to say, well, this could be a possible reason that they were not here. So at the end of the day, whether they did it through the official channels, through the station or not, they should have made it public, the reason, because they cannot, like you said, there are many, many listeners here, supporters and some not supporters. And at the end of the day, they represent us. They work for us. That has been lost in the whole discourse, that ministers and MPs, they represent and serve the people of Barbados. So if the people of Barbados listening to them and want to hear from them, they should be able to report to Judy. And if you cannot report to Judy, you should have a valid reason. They need to present that reason.
No, I can go on?
Yes, please.
Right. Now, Starcom opens on mornings at 5 o'clock, and there's usually Carol. Do you say, tell me, Carol does not feel well to leave home to get to the station for her opening time. Don't you have somebody on call and get on in the shadows just in case?
I wouldn't say some people, someone would be. No. You would call out somebody. You'd probably call out Ronnie. they would call out somebody to come out. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So, of course, there'll be people there, and I am sure, like, all of them would want to come on the program. But we can only pick one person. So if you can't come,
but instead of speculating, but we don't know if that was the case. They could have made a decision.
Right.
No, hold a minute. They're going to make a decision. Look, I ain't participating in that foolishness. You understand? So instead of speculating, I think that we need to call upon them to explain. We, the people, we, their supporters, we, their opposers, need to call on them. Why didn't you show up to speak to me as a citizen of the country? So instead of speculating, put that one side. Just state to them, ask them the question, challenge them, why are you not showing up to speak to me? The citizen of this country, me, right. The taxpayer of this country. Simple.
So now, there's no problem in finding some person yesterday to come because a date has been set now. So we're going to start we are going to make some pronouncements. Now, this is a good place to start. So we can start by using the station because everybody listens to 92.9 calling program. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you know what? We are gullible. But these people have to look themselves in the mirror. And if I had been chosen, I would say no thanks. Because when I have to look myself in the mirror, and I've got to pass my constituents and my people and all them, how do I feel about myself? How do I live with myself? And then, if you had said, I can't come, and somebody had said they'd volunteered, well, why didn't you volunteer for the last couple of times when we couldn't find a body that was willing to come? Corey, you listening to me?
I'm listening to you carefully, but I've moved on. And my thing is, because I could hear their supporters saying, but no, we sent people the 2 weeks in front. And it goes back and forth. The whole idea, we got to know what it is we want and state clearly. Mm-hmm. I think that if they're committed, and I think I heard other moderators sitting here and saying, listen, when we started this project, there was discussion with all of the parties and all of them agreed. So why would you break that agreement midway? Now, that is way above my pay level, and I ain't going there. I just leave it at that. My thing is, I go on even beyond that. I go on even beyond brass stats. I go in and I sit here and I say, I am a citizen. I'm a taxpayer. I want to hear from you guys. And you guys should have at least the little courtesy to say, well, look, I'm going to speak to you. That's it. That is simple.
So, I could go on a little further.
Quickly.
No, tomorrow I can't get in. I know that. And they're going to be talking about corruption. And you have to start to clean your house first, right? Mm-hmm. And I would like those people who, as we Bajans don't complain about anything, continue to serve in Parliament, and nobody is saying anything. So what are they going to contribute tomorrow on the topic of corruption? People, you know, like you, if you are given some money to spend for something, and you misappropriate my funds, up there you don't call it theft. But down here, you up there, so you misappropriate my funds. But to me, you thief from me.
But I think the show tomorrow will really tackle the issue of corruption and what each party is really prepared to do to stamp it out, to reduce it, to, you know, bring persons to an account. Actually, may even reflect on some of the instances of alleged corruption within the Auditor General's report, within other reports, and the PSC report, and various things like that.
You know,
the grotto and various things. Those are things that need to be answered, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how you look at it. I think that each of them will come and try to present, you know, we are going to be squeaky clean, that kind of thing. This is politics. We got to be real. But at the end of the day, we know that there are things that can be implemented. There are two pieces of legislation discussed recently, and that's the integrity legislation and this procurement bill. That procurement bill is a sweeping bill. I understand even members of cabinet, they would have difficulty with that bill because that bill really takes the power completely out of the hands of ministers in relation to contracts and various things. So those are things that I expect to come up tomorrow, and I think that what your concern can be raised in terms of cleaning house from within. Each of the various organizations. I want to thank you very much for your call. So, Brad Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Yes, please. Good morning.
See, I'm going to the idea. I know you're going to be quick because I'm coming right.
Yeah, your timing is something else, man.
My timing is something else. Mm-hmm. All right, let me start off lightly with a joke before I can make my three quick points. An angry wife looked at her husband and said, "I should have married the devil. He would make a better husband than you." The husband said in return, "They would have arrested you. Marriage between relatives is illegal in this country."
Good one.
I know it's got a lady coming in your joke, so I thought I would have given that one.
I got two jokers, though.
okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to respond to the gentleman that is talking about the Democratic Party not being in church and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. Because they heard Wesley earlier too, and Wesley said that they're in a God for the D's and they're in a God for the B's. But it seems that way to me though, right? And I could be wrong. I could be on the wrong, supporting the wrong God. And I should be supporting the BLP God and not the DLP God. But I can tell you this, yeah, right? I will look at life this way. I believe that, I think when I know my position on the people up there that in the Palestinian land that call themselves Jews and there's God people and all of that, right? I believe that God people is the one that being oppressed and suffering, right? That's what I believe. I can remember in the Bible, Moses, bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and then they went in the desert and they start complaining that they're better off, you know. So I liken the LP to be like that, because I saying that I saying not that I agree with everything that they did, but I see that they had a hard time and they had two leaders that die in office, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, David Thompson was dealt a bad hand, and and his fate and all of that. Because he was out in wilderness long, and then as he get what he want, it was a short time, right?
But let us strip away the political commentary, and let's get really, really serious and get down to brass tacks here. And that is,
you want to cut my time?
No, I'll cut your time. You want a monologue? You could have gone in the mirror. I keep telling you, if you want a monologue, go into the mirror.
Go ahead, Corey.
What I'm saying to you is that I've heard this talk about being dealt a harsh hand and various things like that. And when I look at the timing in terms of what's happening in the world and when the Democratic Labour Party have come to office, I don't know if it is that they just have really bad luck in terms of coming in really bad times.
Thank you.
Or if they... So then the question would be is, why some people would ask, why keep them then? Because you just would encourage bad luck across the world then.
If all you understand.
But no, I don't want to go into that nefarious thing. I want to get serious. And I want to say, isn't the true essence or measure or the metal of a man is really in the fact that he being able to manage and manage well in bad times. I believe that anybody or most people would be able to manage in good times. I think you show your true strength, your true ability in the tough times. Mm-hmm. And what supporters of the Democratic Labour Party have got to be careful about is that what they're saying to Barbadians is that we have not been able to do well because we have been faced with challenging times. And the times are still challenging. So why re-elect? That's the question that can be asked. So the thing must be is how can we manage with the hand that we've been dealt? We've been given limes, let's make lemonade. We've been given limes, there's no sugar, so let's make pickle. How do we take that hand that we've been given and manage really well?
Corey, I wanted to ask you something, right? You believe in the afterlife?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, if you believe in the afterlife, all your hardship down here, so, is your test to get to a better place.
But what if I can have good here and good there? And that's what people want. That's,
no,
that's
you
what
can't
talking
have
about.
It both there, Corey.
No, you can't tell me that. You can't tell me that. You're trying to tell me I got to suffer now. And the thing is,
yes.
I believe in an afterlife, but I don't know of an afterlife. That's the difference between Christians and Muslims. Muslims
you're
clearing that Christians believe and they know. That's why they're willing to commit suicide, they say. But
let's
some of them. But let me put this to you. The human nature dictates to me that if I can have a wonderful life, I don't want any suffering down here, and then I die and find out what that's the A, I'll be very disappointed. I should be able to have life and have it abundantly and be able to have good life everlasting as well. And that is what I want. Do not tell me to suffer now to enjoy later. I'm not going down with that.
So you're trying to tell me that?
I'm not trying, I'm telling you.
All right, I'm asking you, Dane. You only trying to tell me that Jesus is the only black God come and suffer, not you.
But he suffered so we wouldn't. That was my understanding.
But you got to be like he. So
you trying to say he suffered in vain? He suffered so everybody else could come and suffer?
He set the example to show you
how to suffer.
Pick up a cross and follow him.
Right.
You want to get the milk and honey in heaven. What I'm trying to say
but what,
is
what, what was the whole point that he was talking about? He desires to have life and have it abundantly, to eat, drink, and to be merry. What about that part?
Eat, drink, and be merry?
Yeah, eat, drink, and be merry.
But these certain things be open to interpretation.
Oh, that certain thing. Once it don't suit your cause, it when it's called interpretation. That's very clear to me. Eat mean put food in your mouth, chew up, and swallow. Drink mean put drink in your mouth and swallow.
Corey,
be merry mean be happy and not suffer.
But Corey, any mistake? Our spiritualists can tell you that the path to goodness is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be. Right? Mm-hmm. That's why he says stress is good. It only
but I ain't saying that it can be a bed of roses, right? True. But you talking about this suffering and they supposed to go
but
through suffering. You are,
right?
you see, some of you come in here, you want to defend your parties, right? But you're making a very bad count to case for them. You are saying, please re-elect the Democratic Labour Party,
no,
suffer some more because you're pleasure is supposed to be in the afterlife. That is what you're saying
to
the callers.
The reality is this, Corey. You got, and this is what everybody's saying, and I kind of like believe it too, right? The white people in Barbados is all about the money when it's partying.
So another and y'all come with that too, but y'all are, what you are saying is, if you re-elect.
Let me have my opinion.
I feel for y'all, you know. Y'all do such a bad job.
Right? Some people think that the white people be holding back the money and causing this government to be...
Instead of saying white people, let me say money people. People with money, right?
People,
why would they hold back their money? They're about making money. Why are they holding back
like
their money?
Government.
So you think that people that about money worry about, oh, I don't like this body, so I hold back my
dark.
Money? How?
This came too dark.
But listen, so the other five parties having a lot of white people, a lot of light-skinned people then?
Why you tell you said David Thompson is the highest complex at least.
No, we ain't dealing with that. No, we're dealing with the other parties. Are they waiting for a white party to come in?
When I say who changed that party?
No,
you're
skipping all over the place.
I'm skipping all over the place as a fact.
You said that the moneyed people who are about their money when this party is in power. I am asking you why. You telling me they don't like them because the skin too dark. Are there lighter skin peak color parties in Barbados that they are waiting for?
Not only that, Corey, I can tell you what white believe, right?
Wait, grab my microphone on because the caller not understanding what I'm asking him. He's not hearing
you don't want me to talk, Corey.
No, I ask you a question.
Well, I gave you the answer.
Okay.
The
answer is...
statement, but I could also see that the Democratic Party come out of more... that what the Hamilton Lassie just said. You in order to help suffering people, you gotta be able to you gotta know suffering. And a lot of members of the Democratic Party come from outer that low echelon where they actually like this present prime minister, he you know his story, right? So what I'm saying that these people that in this country that want more prefer a kind of like a classism, not racism, they want the certain class that that you call the conservative to serve them. Cause, and what the conservative party could just get a little, and that's why I separated too, because one is about milk and honey, and all be good. We can see that if the leader of the opposition come to party, come in power, if things can be all that easy, it's gone, match it, right? But you know what can happen? The same business people that I talking about gonna be helping them. That's why things gonna appear to be good. But I ain't see the I had a good time, right? There's one thing that I would say, right? That if you're gonna talk about God and look at it spiritually, it look like if this party again dealt the as you said unlucky, right? But it is God's people
in all
that
fairness,
got to suffer.
In all fairness, right? Yeah. Did you answer my question?
Remind me question again. I tried to answer it. Say it again.
You made the claim that the money class pull back their money when this party is in office, right? And because they are too dark and various things. So I ask you, all the other parties, are they lighter? And is there a lighter skin party, a white party, or whatever that they're waiting on to put in their money? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, shit, you mean Barbara's Snail Party?
No, all the rest. This is all
you,
the parties.
All the rest when it come no.
All right, so the Barbara's Snail Party is a white people. It's all our white people in the skin lighter?
I'm saying they're coming to the bourgeoisie, middle class.
No, they want the bourgeoisie.
Only after that, change it.
So
it was a common knowledge.
But wait, telling you now, if you forget the two bases now, you go with the undecided. You are actually campaigning against your party because you're saying, well, you let them and let the money flow then, because that's what people want. They want the economy to get going again. You're not saying so directly.
I try to tell bears, I going to come spiritual. I try to tell bears, look, this short time for your good thing is not the thing. There's greater things than that. You're going to want the short time for your good thing. But then you can lose out on the big thing, and that is to find yourself in hell.
All right. What you want to do is reflect on your contribution, and you'll see in terms of what the messaging that we want to get out there. This is the Monday edition of Don't Abrasa. Don't you move. 7 minutes before 11 o'clock, we go over to the People's Manifesto on the VOB929.com website. And this one says, I would like to see it mandatory from 2018 for the Prime Minister, not anyone else, to hold a press conference every 5 months to speak specifically and comprehensively, actually giving figures about the amount of foreign reserves that the country has, the amount of debt that we have as a country, and what is being done, not looked at, to reduce that debt. I would like the Prime Minister to speak directly to the crime situation in the country, the conditions and challenges facing the Health Ministry, and the amount of money the government is using from the NAS and why it is using from that fund. That's just one of the snippets from the People's Manifesto hosted on the VOB website. A few WhatsApps, and then we go back to the lines. This one says, good morning, Corey. Cast your mind back to the period between 1994 and 2008. Do you remember CBC being abused in the same way it's being abused not? And being abused now? Of course not. This one says, the laity is a handful of worshippers. My church have 300 plus every week. How can two persons from each congregation overrule the choice of the priests who would have to work with the new bishop? And I think, okay, we go back to the telephone lines. Good morning and welcome. Don't Abrasa Stats, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Winnie.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I was wondering if his left brain was working and the left brain not the right today, you know? Corey, let him know for me, in this country, when the BLP was in power, everyone was treated right. Today, there is majority of my family are married to white. Here, the four white person in this country get everything that going is Burkham, Jada, Williams, and the Simpsons Motor. They get everything going. The little man that did have one mixer, one Bobcat, one little things, wasn't getting the work, right? All the big men in this country was getting the work, was the white people. This government here promised they're going to do things for the ordinary man. When the ordinary man was getting work, you know what happened? All of them was too liquish. And that's what happened to them. They end up, they see a big bone. And they did have the small bone, and they let go of the big bone. And when they go for the big bone, it was a shadow of the small bone. You understand?
I understand. I would like to turn your contribution into something for the People's Manifesto and agree here where someone spoke about using more local contractors, because it can only redound to the betterment of the country. When you use, you know what I mean, it gets the money, as you say, trickling down and going right across the economy, mm-hmm. as opposed to concentrated in the hands of the too few.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's one I would put that as using more local contractors.
But Corey, that was happening under the BLP.
Mm-hmm.
The BLP, everybody was getting a little bit of everything, but some of them that you know they're doing bad work, and the work have to be taken away, and they come on the radio and complain, and the radio did use everything against the BLT.
I don't know if it was used as effective as it should be. Let me tell you why. I remember Michael Lashley in particular. He was touting the part of the manifesto where the Democratic Labour Party actually promised, I believe, 40% of all government work would go to small contractors. And that was a kind of like to one up the Barbados Labour Party. So that could not have been happening in that type of measure at the time, or they would not have used that as a manifesto promise.
But Corey, as you know, my baby's older than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, Corey, I never seen Barbados the way I'm seeing it now. You know what? I must praise the Bajan people. They are the people that got such patience. They're just... Mm-hmm. They're just going along. They're not even saying if the one and two might grumble. But they got patient. They got more patient than Job. Patient people got more patient than Job. What is happening in Barbados could never happen in the other Caribbean island. Never happening in the outside world. This could never happen in the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Then in the Caribbean, they got the most. You think four people could be getting all the work, and the other Caribbean in the other Caribbean island, it will be hell break loose.
Well, within our culture, each place has a culture in terms of how to operate, and that is our culture.
They was well trained. They was well trained under the Anglican Church, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you don't think the Well done.
Well, really. No, that's a mini query. Be honest now.
Mm.
I must tell you, Corey, I'm going back to my bed. I'm still tired. But I must tell you, I never in my life seen so many people. And to get home, it was... Lord, if I could have get a magic aeroplane to a helicopter to come and take me home, I would be happy. Here, Corey, mm-hmm. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And the young children, the young boys, the young girls, I must give them credit. Jesus, they're
one of the things I actually heard about, and it was actually verified. Someone took a little video of me. They told me. And this is something else. They told me all the blocks that we were talking about just after the Cropover shooting, you know, the Red Zone, the Red Sea, and all these various places. They say that the majority of those, although they got the little warning, they were at the picnic and they were almost like in the same area.
And there was no violence.
And a friend of mine, good morning, Kimar, he actually sent me a video of it. Now, that stood out to my mind. That's it. I don't know how to read into that.
Credit.
But that stood out to my mind.
And then, you know what happened? That when the music played, they all was there, you know, bouncing. And a lady I was sitting next to, you know, those two boys, they don't talk to each other. And they were there jumping. I mean, to get out, my husband, we couldn't get out because the stairs was black. I never seen so. We stuck one place nearly 45 minutes. Just could not move. Getting home, we could not move. And everyone, the speech was good. We enjoy ourselves. I cook. But everyone coming to ask me that knows me, you want anything? And I tell him, no. I tell you, thanks, Bridget. Yes, I enjoyed the dinner. And it was really, everything was good. And you know what? BLP all the way.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.